Hi, this is a dictation for Stephen Safran, Stephen Safran. Date of birth is 2/5/1968. Date of accident 2/13/2022. Date of visit is 1/26/2023. Patient is a new patient today. He is referred by his law firm to continue his treatments. He reports that overall, from all the treatment that he received, he feels 60% better. From the symptoms that started from 2/13/2022 accident, he reports that this accident happened on 2/13/2022 when the entire 696 has a multiple accident, and he was involved in a 34 car pileup on 696 towards Farmington Road, where he was interviewed on Channel 7 on that day. Currently, the patient report that his lower back seems like is the worst, and then middle back as the worst source of pain, and right forearm is also reported to be quite painful. He wants to continue his massage and laser treatment. He has had an IME on December 23, 2022, and he has had a series of MRIs and other treatments. So the chief complaint was a pain in the lower back, the pain in the middle back, and right forearm. But he has no pain in the neck area. Sometimes it is just stiff and discomfort, but the pain is usually not there. There is no radiation of pain reported either. In the history of automobile accident, is as follows. On February 13, 2022, the patient was going as a restaurant driver of a Chevy Volt car. As a restaurant driver, he had his two sons, one in the front seat and the other was on the right side. He says a bunch of cars from behind pushed his car into a pile of cars. They were already hit in 45 car accident leading to this accident. He is not sure of which car hit, but there were six cars that almost hit him, and cars were having spinning. So it was difficult to figure out. He was traveling at 50 miles an hour, and he believes that he was hit at 70 miles an hour on 696 middle belt. He was traveling in the middle lane as a restaurant driver, and near Orchard Lake Road and Farmington Road. The snow was heavily covered the freeway, and it was freezing. And the car slided and twisted, and they were hitting each other with multiple spinning. So he says he was hit by at least 4 to 6 cars. He reports that all the airbags, 12 airbags deployed. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, and the ambulance arrived at the scene, and patient did not go to the hospital on the day of accident. The black ice and a combination of snow on the freeway caused this accident to happen. Patient reports that the damage to the car was as follows. That 12 airbags were deployed, and there were damage inside. There was a smoke inside the car. The front windshield was shattered, and seat belt and headrest were okay. The back part of the seat was pushed to the back part of the bumper was collapsed into the seat in the back. It came all the way. Injury, regarding the injury, patient report that he definitely hit his head into the headrest, and he was turned sideways to the far left. Seat belt caused the injury to his chest. His knee hit into the dashboard. He reports that he has a bruising from the airbag as well as from the seatbelt. and his knees hit into the dashboard and console, and then all the pain started 2 days later. He felt okay, so he did not go to the emergency room, and he went to Dr. Sek Maisha 2 days later, who treated him. History of presenting illness. The following symptoms are reported by the patient. Headaches. Currently, the headaches are not major issue. They are once in a while focusing on the right temple and the left temple. But when they come, they are severe. They come in a once in a great while. And they are not sensitive to light or noise. And there is no associated nausea or vomiting, seizures or aura. The additional symptoms of TBI, only symptoms reported are loss of memory, forgetfulness, and nightmares. In addition, patient reports that he has a pain currently in the middle back 5 and lower back is 7 to 8 without radiation to the buttocks or any part of the lower legs. He denies any pain in the neck or across upper shoulders. No pain in the shoulders is reported. He also reports a pain in the right forearm from elbow to the wrist, and the entire forearm posteriorly is covered by this pain, which is reported to be moderately severe, around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Overall, the pain is severe 2 to 9 on the severity scale, and ADLs are affected around 5 or 6. Pains are described as being sharp, aching, tender, and several times a day. They are affecting his ADLs. In the modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, and improved by rubbing on it or nothing at least. And so far, prior investigation, he has had x-rays, MRIs, and he denies any bowel, bladder incontinence, any numbness, tingling, pins and needle anywhere, or muscle weakness. In the past treatment, patient has informed that he saw Dr. Marshall Sack as a family practice, who took care of him, and Dr. Jackson from Novi Medical Center, and he was provided some injection to the right lower back. PT was continued 4 months, 20 visits. He also did chiropractic, 16 visits, but that did not help. He had a medical massage and with laser, which helped him. He was basically on NSAID and Flexeril medications, and he also has an IME exam, and the IME exam was done December 23rd, 2022. Will be discussed, that will be part of the records in a minute. System review, in respiratory, positive for sleep apnea. Heart disease, positive for high cholesterol and palpitations. In the past surgical history, patient reported that he had a bike accident where glass went into his, around the right eye. And that was when he, 1985, when he was a kid himself, and Beaumont Hospital, he was seen. GERD, and he had a use of phlebotomy at Providence Hospital. I do not remember the name of the doctor, but it has been a while. Allergies to the medications, none. Family history. Patient reports that mother is alive and she suffer from heart attack. Father is deceased. He was suffering from diabetes, coronary artery disease, and defibrillator was installed on him. Siblings are all okay. Relationship status. Patient is married and he lives with his wife and kids. Employment status. Patient is employed part-time. He did not describe his detailed employment structure. Will be investigated later on the next visit. Disability, none. He never filed a disability with the federal government. Legal history. Patient has Seva Law Firm as the attorney representing his case. Personal history. Patient does drink occasionally, does not smoke, and he does not use recreational drugs, no marijuana. He reports that his sleep is affected slightly, but he has no suicidal thought or homicidal thought, anxiety, concentration, self-work problem, mood, or depression problem. Regarding the ADL, patient has reported that his ADLs are affected as follows. Only toileting is affected to the tune of 5. Rest of the ADLs are checked out to 1 or 2 or 3, nothing more than 5. His ADLs are actually not very much affected. Physical examination. 54-year-old white male of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, with a good attitude and demeanor. He is dressed well and he's able to walk reasonably well without any cane or any adaptive devices. He does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Rest of the exam comes from the template for physical examination, including the neurological examination, that was found to be completely normal. Musculature examination was found to be normal also. Gait is normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness. Left sacroiliac spine joint was found slightly tender. There is a spasm of the paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 bilaterally without any trigger points. There is a mild tenderness, hypertonicity of 1+. The range of motion. The range of motion of the cervical spine is forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 15, hyperextension was not found painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign was negative, Lerma test was negative, distraction test was negative, Soto Hall test negative, myelopathy sign was negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test was negative. The T8 and T9 spine was complained to be found to be tender. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was found positive, especially the left side at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg rest test towards the left was positive only. Breger test was negative. Kemp test was negative. Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joint. The left sacroiliac joint was found to be tender. The Faber test and Gonsalon test are positive on the left side only. The iliac compression test, distraction test, the standing flexion test are negative. Extremities except for the right forearm and right elbow, rest of the extremities are completely normal. They are warm to touch, well perfused with normal grip and no tenderness, pedality or contusion, lacerations, muscle spasm. And range of motion of all the joints is normal. The examination of the right forearm is as follows. There is a tenderness in the olecranon process and also lateral and medial epicondyle in the right elbow, with some spasm in the extensor muscles. In the wrist, there is a tenderness of the right scaphoid bone area. The range of motion of the wrist is completely normal. And on inspection and palpation, there is no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer wound, fracture, color of the skin is normal. Grip is normal, reflexes are normal, motor power normal. Parpotunnel compression test performed positive. For Phelan sign and Tinel sign, T-I-N-E-L, Tinel. Phelan is P-H-A-L-E-N. They are both positive, only on the right side. There is no atrophy, and range of motion of the elbow and the wrist are otherwise normal. Reflexes are normal. The hip and the knee and the ankle and feet are all completely normal. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 X16, G89.21, 110, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, Z79.891. Nerves, M79.2, muscles, M60.9, M79.1, M62.838, ligaments, M54.0, and in the upper extremity, pain in the right elbow, M25.521, M70.31, M19.022, bicipital tendinitis, M75.20, wrist, M25.53. There was a fracture of the right radius, and a plate and screw was placed in, and it is still tender. And also, G56.01. For carpal tunnel syndrome on the right. In the spine, the following are positive. M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA, M53.82 is for cervical spine. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, M51.24. There is a tenderness of the T8 and T9 spine, and the MRI has never been done for thoracic spine. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. In the sacroiliac spine, M46.1. Plan of care for Stephen Saffron comes from the template. After that, the treatment plan for Stephen Saffron is as follows. Physical therapy, please use the template to write down. We have ordered a physical therapy 2 times per week for neck, mid-back, lower back, and elbow pain, and wrist and hand pain, and forearm pain with laser massage and left sacroiliac joint. 2 times per week, traction massage has been ordered. Medications, non-narcotic medication are following. Celebrex, 200 mg for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Elavil, 50 mg at night to provide relief of anxiety and pain relief. Furoset, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 of them to relieve the headaches. In the narcotic medications, narcotic analgesic, we provided Ultram, 100 mg twice a day for pain to be relieved and improve the life functions and sleep. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records are as follows. A lot of records were found for the patient, and they are as follows. A Basha open MRI, date of procedure is 3/23/2022. That is 1 month after the accident. Cervical spine shows disc bulge in C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7 with herniated disc, as well as with ligamentum flavum hypertrophy. Thoracic spine T12 to L5 shows L4, L5 disc bulge without significant spinal canal stenosis, and L5, S1 disc bulge without significant spinal canal stenosis. Mild bilateral neural foramen narrowing, secondary to a disc bulge. In the thoracic spine, there is a herniated disc at T89 and T910. Right wrist x-ray shows very mild degenerative changes in the right radial carpal joint. Otherwise, unremarkable right wrist, no fractures. CT of the brain was unremarkable. left forearm was completely negative. There was the post-surgical changes and chronic post-traumatic changes from plate and screw on the left forearm. Right forearm X-ray was completely negative. Left wrist 3 views showed post-traumatic pictures of distal radius with plate and screw internal fixation. These findings were discussed with the patient in great detail. Interventional pain procedures. The patient is informed that he may benefit with interlaminar epidural injection directed to cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region along with sacroiliac joint injection and a carpotunnel injection for the right wrist. The patient understands those treatment. He has been requested to have a deep tissue massage 2 times per week and laser treatment. Surgical options are ordered. None. Referred to neuropsych evaluation, not warranted. Attended care caseworker, not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered at this time. DMAs, the patient is being, has a back brace, neck brace, 10 unit cervical traction, and a hand brace already. He also suffers from diabetes, cardiac arrhythmia, and hypertension. And education, yes. Disability patient is ordered to work on a light duty job 7 hours, 7 days at 7 pound lifting limit. Follow visit will be in 15 days. Contact personal support, yes. Thank you.